Mr. Tom Stevens, how are you?
I am doing well, Aaron. Good afternoon.
It's a beautiful afternoon, isn't it?
This is why we live in North Carolina.
Right?
It is paradise out here.
So, enjoy the day today. Tonight you're going to be in the town barn with that meeting. So the Economic Development District, we've talked about that already because both the county commissioners and the town board have discussed that, and that continues tonight. What else is on the agenda?
Well, and by way of business, we will be looking at some agreements for expanding the West Fork of the Eno Reservoir. This is one of the two reservoirs that feed the Eno River that really create our water supply. When the reservoir was built in the 1990s, it was designed to be expanded. We have a permit, which is good through 2018, to expand that reservoir. And so we're in the process of getting that done by 2018. That includes some road agreements of adjusting some roads with DOT and some other things that we need to do. So a lot of us taking care of that business. We have a few other kind of minor things that we're doing in our regular agenda. I think one of the fun things that we have started doing is doing a swearing in of the oath of office for our police officers. So we have two officers that are going to have a swearing in today, and then we're going to do graduation with the folks in our Citizens Academy. We've talked about that over the last
Nice, yeah.
few weeks. And so what a good group that has been very informational for everybody. I think people really liked it. We'll see with when we see all their smiling faces once again at tonight's meeting, but we will have a graduation ceremony. So hopefully it'll be a very straightforward meeting tonight. You hear me knocking on wood, one never knows. But it's and of course all of our meetings are always open to the public. And we invite people to come to the town barn, and you can always find information about the town meetings on the town website, hillsboronc.gov.
Awesome. And that Citizen Police Academy, we've talked about that before, just an opportunity for residents to learn more about how town government operates. Have you had a chance to meet with the group yet, or will you be seeing them
Oh,
in
yeah.
en
Well, so
masse
for
tonight?
most of the, for I probably attended about half of the Citizens Academy sessions. And so one of those sessions is Meet the Town Board. I sort of sit in and help provide some elected official perspective for more than half of the meetings. I wasn't able to make every single one. But so I've been present and just watched, folks, become involved and listen to the kind of questions that they had, and was able to hear insights that they had. One of the exercises that they did was working on the budget, and they're actually given kind of a format much like we are, of here's 8 or 10 different things. We can't Here's how much money we have. You can't do all of them. Which would you choose? And they were based off a real budget from a couple of years ago. So it was interesting to see how what they came up with, in small groups, as if they were a town board, compared to what we actually did. There was a lot of similarities. There were some differences among groups, but everyone had a particular kind of reasoning, and it was nice to see a group of, over 20 people familiar with the strategy map and realizing, oh yeah, there's always trade-offs, and so how do you go forward making decisions? So that's what we want to see, is people feel informed, that they kind of understand what everybody's wrestling with, and then can feel like they're in a really good position to come to us and provide information in a way that makes it very useful for us to hear people and to listen to various perspectives and help us with our decision making.
Very cool. Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, meeting tonight of the board is at 7 p.m. in the town barn, hillsboronc.gov, to get the full budget. So that's happening tonight. Starting tomorrow, right? The town is conducting a count of traffic for an ongoing traffic study, right?
Oh, sure. We talked about the reservoir water, traffic, growth. There are certain perennial issues that come up, and of course, traffic is one of those in Hillsboro. As I've said, it was first great for the first 125 years, and for the second 125, it's been slightly worse. We like to, you know, there's traffic is problematic in a number of places. It certainly feels that way to a lot of folks. We like to be able to, as we're looking at decisions and how we go forward, though, to have real information and data that we're dealing. And so this is a traffic study. The standards for the two counters that happen around town, the contractor's putting out there, they will look not only about how the volume of traffic we're having, but we'll be able to collect data on the speed that people are going. You know, we always hear lots of complaints about, you know, how fast people are traveling, and just about every neighborhood you live in, people are driving too fast. And a little bit about the kinds of vehicles. Do let people know that there's nothing about this that's involved with law enforcement. And so this is just to really get some good baseline data about what is traffic really like in Hillsborough.
Very cool. And again, that's going to be going on beginning this week. So what is the sort of end product of that?
Well, a couple different things. You know, one is just in general, you know, in planning, as we're looking at, you know, transportation systems, as we're looking at, you know, there's not lots of places to put roads in Hillsborough. And so it's the other kinds of, I want to say small projects just to mitigate traffic in one way or the other. And, you know, I'll give you some examples. So, you know, sometimes people talk and traffic really does back up from the downtown. We know that it's a bottleneck. You know, I think we want to know if there's no bottlenecks at other kinds of places. Mm-hmm. When you come up to Orange Grove Road and you see traffic all the way, you know, backed up into town, you say, oh my goodness, you know, this will be forever. You know, I've timed myself and it's, you know, 6.5 to 7 minutes for me to get home,
right,
to get through downtown. So it's, you know, one level not so bad. So what's the real data that we're working with? That's just, you know, helpful to when we're looking at, you know, what can we do? Where is it a real issue? Where is it some, you know, maybe some perceptual differences? You know, maybe there's some small projects that we can do to help the flow. We learned quite a lesson a few weeks ago that there's a whole sequence of traffic lights that happens downtown, which is designed to help traffic keep flowing, even though it certainly does back up at times. That got out of sequence, and I can tell you it really did back up then. And it showed me what a difference these small things make when they stop working.
Again, HillsboroughNC.gov. If you want more information about that traffic study begins this week and continues for some days and weeks to come. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and Mayor, before we let you go, we got to talk about a really cool event that's coming up, and we'll be talking about this a little bit more between now and next week when it actually happens. But I know you want to start getting the word about the North American Travel Journalists Association, NATJA, that's coming to Orange County next week for their national conference. And this is a really great opportunity to get the word out to travel journalists about what Orange County has to offer. And I know a lot of this is going to focus on Chapel Hill with a little bit of Carrboro, but Hillsborough is definitely part of that message that we're sending out to the rest of the country and the rest of the state and the rest of the world about Orange County, too. So this is exciting.
It is very, very exciting. Of course, there's conferences that come to our area all the time, but these are writers who are writing about, you know, where to go visit, where to travel, and so we're very excited. And kudos to the folks at the Orange County Visitors Bureau and who have helped make this possible. We've created some wonderful videos and letting people know and getting excited about this. But I think this is a real opportunity to showcase our different communities. And so we know some of the groups will be coming up to Hillsborough as well as visiting through Carrboro and Chapel Hill and out into the country of Orange County, some of the farmland. So I expect that this can have impact on us for years as people become very familiar with our area. So I want to say talking it up, but we also just want to extend the best hospitality that we have. Looking really forward to just chatting with folks. I know the director of NACHA has been here a couple times, and we were sitting over Hillsboro Barbecue, and going through Hillsboro and walking through the Riverwalk, and so I think they're excited about coming to this area as well. So we want to just keep telling the story about how distinct our different places are in our community, and yet how Orange County kind of hangs together. It's just in North Carolina. It's a really interesting place to be. So I encourage people, if you see some of these conferees who are traveling, in the community next week, just put on our typical Orange County welcome to everybody. Glad you're here visiting our community.
Awesome. Again, HillsboroNC.gov. If you want more information about the town, visit HillsboroNC.com. If you want more information about events and happenings going on. Mayor, we got to let you go. But before we do, where are you right now? Because I've been hearing birds chirping behind you for the last few minutes, and it's making me jealous that I'm inside.
I'm sitting in my office studio with the door open out into the garden.
Nice.
That is what you're hearing.
It's beautiful outside, but it
just
sounds gorgeous.
It is so beautiful.
Too. Yeah, really.
And so it's a perfect. All the peonies are in bloom. The birds, the wildlife is out here. So this is my backyard in Hillsboro. So it's a nice place to be.
All right, we'll let you enjoy it, Mayor Stevens. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.